Hey everybody, Adam here. I'd like to personally invite you down to my show at the North Ridgeville Corn Festival, August 12th. Hope to see y'all there. Yeah,
we'll be there on the 12th, Friday night. Lots of activities going on, the grand parade, the corn eating contest. Don't forget the car show, but why should I tell you all about this when we've got the corn man himself, John Butkowski, joining us from the North Ridgeville Corn Festival. Hi, John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
Getting ready for the big festival in North Ridgeville once again, this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And of course, talk a little bit about some of the events going on, including like the Colonel Award and some of those things that are really the staples of this event.
Yes, it's getting to be exciting times here, getting ready for the festival. Yeah, on Friday night, we have our opening ceremony at 7 p.m. At the gazebo at South Central Park. And every year, what we try to do is honor one or more North Ridgeville residents for their ongoing service to the community. And this year, we're pleased to be able to present this award to two individuals that have been doing a lot of work here in North Ridgeville for the benefit of the community. Wow. And again, you know, we keep those names under wraps until we make the announcement at the opening ceremony. So people, should come and hear who is getting the award this year.
And it's an honor for them as well. But, you know, they probably do it just because they want to really contribute to the community. And there's a lot of folks and volunteers actually that make up that corn festival, too, to get this thing going. And we're glad you guys are back for another year. Talk a little bit about sort of the events that you got planned. Then you got the fireworks on Friday. What other things are taking place?
Well, again, we have some great entertainment. The Adam Calvert Show is going to be Friday starting at 8:30, and then we move into fireworks Friday night. And again, the free fireworks at South Central Park. Those start at 10:30. We have on Saturday, we have Chris Higbee and his country band. We had them several years ago. They are fantastic. And they start at 8:30. We on Sunday then have the grand parade, which starts at 1:30 p.m. It starts at the Ranger High School and goes down Ranger Way to Center Ridge, Center Ridge to Root Road to Bainbridge, and back to the high school again. The other event that we're pleased to be able to bring back is the corn eating contest. We had a two-year hiatus mainly because of COVID, but we're pleased to bring that back again. And if people feel that they've got the corn eating ability, we encourage them to join the contest. Benefits community care here in North Ridgeville. And if you're not interested in participating, come and see it. It is really something to see.
Everybody has fun doing that. And Craig always comments on whether they do the rotary eating or the typewriter eating. There's all sorts of different ways that you want to handle the corn. But the thing about the corn festival is you will get a lot of corn there to eat, right? All sorts of different types of corn people are, as far as your food too, right?
Absolutely. We have a Amish style cooked corn recipe that we have obtained from the Amish people when we first started the festival. And you know, that formula is a secret. But then we also have grilled sweet corn also for the people that like grilled corn.
John, is it a good year for corn? What about the growing season?
The growing season has been great. I know personally, like I grow some sweet corn in my backyard, and I've got corn that's at least 7 foot tall. So I would imagine that the Fennec Corn Farm, where we get our corn from, has been doing a booming job at turning out some great corn.
Talking this morning with John Butkowski about the North Ridgeville Corn Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in North Ridgeville, right out of 83 Bainbridge and Root Road area there. What's the parking situation? I used to do the old parking on the fields, but you've changed that in the last year or so, I guess, over at the high school. Is that the situation?
Yeah, to make it more convenient for the people that come to the festival, they can park over at the high school on Bainbridge Road there, and we have free bus transportation for them from that area to the festival and back again. The transportation starts 15 minutes before the festival starts each day and ends 30 minutes after the festival ends each day.
And getting the vendors and everybody back on the roads, I know it's been sort of now maybe a year or so into that rhythm, getting everybody back, everybody ready to come and take up that space?
Yes. In fact, I talked to our booth committee yesterday, and they were pleased to report that they are full up. So we have a full bevy of vendors, and we've got some new ones that'll be a surprise for people when they come.
Well, absolutely. It's the free event. You just have you hang on to your money for all the food there as well. And I just wanted to mention, I know we've talked this in the past, no rides this year as well. There's, and we've had other events we know across the communities as well, getting those kind of different vendor, you know, folks getting in there as well. But other activities for kids, I'm sure, throughout the day.
Yeah, there's Poppy's Kids Corner. We have games for the kids each day. We also have Keith the Magic Man doing magic and balloon art for entertainment for the children. And he kind of roves around. So there's something for everyone.
Yes. Balloon art, not just for kids, by the way. Fascinating when they make the poodle out of the balloons. They're always fun to watch that sort of thing. And of course, you mentioned the great music entertainment as well for people to come out so they enjoy, they have a fun time over at the North Ridgeville Corn Festival. John, we appreciate your time. People can always go to nrcornfest.org to find out more about the schedule or just show up in North Ridgeville on this coming Friday and have a lot of fun. And, oh, I should mention the car show, right? Everybody's going to bring their beauties out that day. On
Yes, the car show this year is completely over at South Central Park. So if you want to see some very interesting cars, we're expecting well over 100 cars this year. So that's Saturday morning.
Sounds good. John, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for what you do for the Corn Festival.
You're welcome.
Thanks. John Pitkowski joining us.
Come and see you.
We will. We'll see you there, too. And Craig, they'll come and see you on Saturday. You'll be there from noon to 3, broadcasting from the WEOL booth right next to the ATM. So, right? Aren't you next to the money?
I'm in the money, the corn.
Yeah.
Can I broadcast from the car show, though? Over by,
it's on the other side of the field.
Right, the parking lot area there.
Let's see, that's like a 200-foot cord, or do we have some kind of wireless unit?
I'll bring in the engineers. They can run cords through the treetops. What do you think? They can run wires.
Sure. I just have a guy drive the vehicle over or something to that effect. Or it's radio. You can pretend you're there.
Oh,
right?
I get it.
You could, that old car smell. Everybody feel it? Did you hear the engine? you do all that kind of things, and people think you're right in the middle of the car show. Let's hope for some good weather this weekend, especially Saturday, because, you know, those people with their cars, if the weather's not too well, they can't take it out from under wraps.